you see before you is 6-7 boxes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Choose one.
Choose one.
Choose one.
Choose a box.
Yes. Okay. Now open said box.
Opening said box.
And because we don't know who's actually listening to our streams, you are not going to describe what is in the box.
It is a box of stuff. I open said box. Look at what might be a stand. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's a nice bag.
Yeah. Just don't describe that part.
Okay. The bag?
No, that part.
That is very cool.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Merry Christmas. See, you come up with thoughtful things, and I just give you a game every time. I gotta step up my game.
I've got one. Tony's already gotten his.
Okay.
So you can show Tony yours.
Okay.
But and he can show you his. But
yeah. Very cool. Thank you.
Yeah. I got it. One for each of the guys. Granted, there's some that are left over.
Mm-hmm.
But this other piece came in. I guess he was running a deal when I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this wasn't part of the package when I ordered, but I got it anyway, which is good because I was going to be pissed. Had I not. Because I saw his sale and I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm glad that he, in me ordering these, put in
sent
that
you
one.
The other one. That's very good.
Yeah. Sorry that we're not describing it because I don't know. I think Josh would probably be the only one that possibly would, but I doubt it.
Yep. I mean, that's awesome.
So
2024.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas, Merry New Year, because I'm weird.
How did y'all's Christmas go?
Great.
I saw you sent me the picture of you in a gingerbread suit.
Yes. That was because of work.
That was the work thing?
That was the work thing.
Okay.
We may have gone into it last year.
A little too hard?
Last year we went hard on mm-hmm. the Nightmare Before Christmas theme. So our company does a group-wide or company-wide Christmas decoration for each group that if you want to be involved. So we're called Group Blackhawk because that's an aircraft platform for the military, and all of our groups are named after stuff like that. And we go against attack and cargo and ground and configuration management, engineering, the install groups out in Meridianville, all that stuff. Last year, as a lot of people know if they listen, we went real hard on the Nightmare Before Christmas theme.
Yeah?
Yep.
Because you were dressed as
Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
And I did the song. And did the whole voice of, well, well, well. Mm-hmm. And all that junk. So, because that was a lot and financially burdening on a few people that it should not have been, we scaled back a little bit and went with like gingerbread, Candyland type theme. Mm-hmm. But it ended up because I wanted to tie it, and I wasn't in charge. I was just on the committee. As because of last year. I didn't have a choice. They said, you're coming, and I said, okay.
Okay.
And actually, I don't think it would have mattered if I said okay. They would have pulled me in there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, couldn't we make it like Fort Gingerbread to make it like an army base? And they're like, that's a great idea. So it became Fort Gingerbread.
Okay.
Did
your gingerbread thing have like a bandana for Rambo or something?
No.
Shit?
So he was just the tour guide.
Oh, okay.
But we did a bunch of little gingerbread theme. We got like brown paper and like did gingerbread art and a whole bunch of stuff. It was actually a lot cheaper than last year, but it looked a lot better.
Really?
Or not better, but it was like, and then we did like mini gingerbread house like that, like you would do it with kids. Each group with inside of our group made their own gingerbread houses. So gotcha. We did like a naughty nice list. We did, for those who have been on a military base, a PX, which is like their version of Walmart, but cheap, not cheap, but like scaled down.
Yeah.
So we had like buttons and gumdrops on sale there. And then, like I said, every group did like a, or not, every different queue had its own little theme. So like we had one that was a Grinch themed gingerbread house on the cube wall.
Nice.
And then...
is that an actual person standing there in the Grinch thing, or was that just
No, that's just a blow-up. Okay. That was all lead-up to this, which is, like, right next to my area. And it's, like, a Christmas tree, a little playhouse for kids that we turned into a gingerbread house. Mm-hmm. Another inflatable gingerbread person. We had a person in a flak jacket and a Kevlar with an apron on, and we called them Corporal Crumbles. And then next to Corporal Crumbles was me in a gingerbread costume standing T-pose like it was fake.
Nice.
And so they all took all of that in, laughed, and they started handing out cookies, and I went, "Welcome to Fort Gingerbread." And they jumped out of their pants. And it is a great video. I think it's like 4 minutes of me just being a lunatic. That's in a gingerbread costume. Again, we won. And while we didn't, you know, go hard, and then, like, we had the gingerbread forest, like I said, that's paper plates and, like, paper that we cut up. So it was definitely scaled back. But still a success, and they thought we couldn't top last year, and they were wrong.
So have you started on ideas for...
I have already.
Nice.
And I'm not on the committee, and I'm not going to be in charge. I do not want that responsibility.
Yeah.
I do not want that hassle, because I saw it almost crush. I've seen it crush one person's soul, and I saw it crush another, and I'm just like, no.
No. It's like, I don't have much of a soul left.
Yeah, I've got too many projects and things to worry about to have to worry about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So... I have a couple ideas. Star Wars Christmas, because I can do Yoda, and I have the costume already.
Nice. People that work with Eric, people that work with Nate, I don't know, who the fuck is Eric? People who are working with Nate don't listen.
Right, that's true.
I don't think, Danny doesn't listen to this.
No. So we're looking, but again, I could get vetoed because we tried Star Wars Christmas. We tried this year, it fell out, and then we also every year we try to do Die Hard and it fell out.
Yeah.
But one of the other groups did Die Hard and got third, and I was like, and they did a really good job with it. I was like, that's great.
Yeah.
Granted, I would have been dressed up as McClane and running around the whole time,
barefoot.
Yeah. So. I mean, I would have taken it one step too far, which is fine. But then, so, let's see. We said Star Wars. I was also thinking, like, lights. And, like, we tried, I don't know how to do it, but I'm sure I got a year to figure it out. You see on the internet all the time where they do the houses with the lights that, like, coordinate with music. Why can't we do that inside? And then I don't have to do anything. and then there's the book Twas the Night Before Christmas. And we could scale it down so we don't have the whole floor to do and can kind of do a silent production.
Interesting. I've always had the idea of doing a haunted house Christmas themed. Yeah, like it's Santa's workshop. That's been derelict and Santa's gone crazy. Like maybe there was an infestation or something that made them go crazy. So you've got elves.
Was it Family Guy that did something?
Oh, did they? I don't know.
They did a Christmas special, and it wasn't that it was derelict, but it was like the elves were like elf cannibals. And
really? Yeah. Like I would definitely employ like the people that are the scarers. Like it wouldn't. Have you ever, you've played Portal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how you're pretty much alone. mm-hmm. and you're walking through. It's almost like that, but it's like a guided tour.
Yeah.
Like you're walking into Santa's village, and it's like, you kind of go through that. So it's a guided tour. Mm-hmm. So the scarers aren't really touching, like they're not getting to you.
Yeah.
But you might have some elves that are like, you know, like crawling on the wall and stuff like that. And then maybe have Santa, like, you never really see him, but you hear him dragging, like, an axe or something, just going, ho, 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 in the back. Mm. I think that would be a pretty much hit on Christmas. Not Christmas. Well, actually, both.
I mean, you could.
Because people would do it. But yeah. Doing Halloween, but then maybe at Christmas time, fix it up and towards the actual thing.
Yeah.
Like, you could actually see it in, like, you can see, like, the elves actually working away. And
where
maybe,
it's, like, happy.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe somewhere have a hint of how it all started.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I was here for Halloween, and, like, how did this begin? And then, if you were there and you were, observant, you might see how the infestation actually happened.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I've wanted to do it for, like, 20 years now. It's finding...
We're old.
Yeah. It's finding the people to do it, to, like, get the location.
Yeah.
And then, like, the place.
Because, I mean, you really only need the building from, like, September
to that's only if everything is that's only if everything is, can move in and out
quickly.
Easily and quickly. Because mm-hmm. if you look at, you don't go to haunted houses, do you?
No. Nah.
There's one out in Killen, Alabama. It's mm-hmm. Art Mortis or something. What is?
Is it year round?
No, but it's their property and they have it. They might have other things there. They just don't use the whole property, and then they're working on it. In Killen.
I mean, if you get a big
Arx Mortis.
If you get a big enough facility, you could mm-hmm. have it, and then. It all condenses down, and then you could use the building for something else throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
While you're working on it.
Because January through,
September
is, it's going to be just empty. Yeah, I don't know what they do with the place in between times, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's just a haunted house and stuff. Like, I don't know. You can kind of see.
Yeah.
Like, that might actually be a mini golf. It says Adventure Park, so yeah, it's probably...
Mini golf.
Mini golf.
Yeah,
mini golf, now open. And then, you know, that's whatever the mansion that they did.
Okay.
I've been through it once, I mean, because in the back, there's a back little field back mm-hmm. there and all that. Whoever owns, they have a lot of land.
Yeah.
That they're doing this with. Anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's what when you said that you could, like, make a story with the thing, it just literally popped into my head. I was like, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
When y'all do it, though, like, there's the judging committee, I guess, that just mm-hmm. walks through the floor.
Yep.
But is it, like, a guided tour or just kind of walk through and see what you do?
It depends. These last 2 years, it's been guided.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, there's certain things that got to hit. At certain times. So, mm-hmm. like, they, at the beginning when they come in, we have, like, a little pole that points in directions to all our little attractions. Mm-hmm. And so they took them through to the Naughty Nice list, and what we called, like, the Grinch one, we called that mandatory fun, where the base commander made the enlisted folks that live in the barracks decorate, and this is what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not as great as what you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came around the corner... to the area with the tree and all that stuff, because that's right at the edge of our area on the floor, because we take up 90% of that side of the floor.
Damn.
Which is a lot of people say, that's why you guys win every year, is because you got, that's like three days before judging, we still hadn't figured out what we were putting on, like, four of these cubes.
But with 90 people, it was like, you do the one thing, you do the other.
Yeah, well, there's only about 7 or 8 people who actually worked on this. And
really?
We have like 40. So it's understandable why the person who was running it was frazzled, because from her perspective, it didn't look like anything was getting done and nobody wanted to help except for like the seven people that were already helping.
Yeah. But at the same point, like, you can't force somebody to do it.
It's an option.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hate Christmas, but I get to wear a gingerbread man costume, so I don't give a.
So, how did you like your Christmas present from Tony's wife?
It was good.
Yeah,
it was good. It's still sitting in my parents' house. I'll probably get to take. I was sick over the weekends and stuff, so I'll take it home probably. Yeah, maybe tonight or tomorrow because I'm going to feed their cats.
Yeah, I think she got you a really good one.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. It was the order. Yeah, it's a good one. I can't wait to miss it 1,000 times from like 2 feet away.
Yeah,
can't wait. It'll be great. So, but yeah, no, it was awesome. I'm ready to play again, but it's gonna be raining on Saturday. So.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to rain yesterday, though, bro.
It was supposed to snow yesterday, fool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, flurries my ass.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's snow in Alabama, so.
Yeah. Weather 10-day. Come on. 10-day forecast. Welcome to the weather portion of the podcast, where we tell you the weather that's locally in Huntsville, Alabama. 27 degrees tonight with a high. That is the high tonight.
Yep.
Doesn't show me the highs anymore because we're in the afternoon area, so it doesn't really matter anymore because we're past that. Friday's high is 51 degrees, low of 41s, and Saturday is 50 degrees. It doesn't say raining at all.
Oh, really? Well, maybe I will actually get to be able to clean my leaves up.
50 degrees with a low of 40, cloudy. Sunday, 50 degrees high and 30 degrees low, so remember to drop those pipes, drip your pipes.
Oh, you got to be dripping all the pipes. My pipes, I think,
I don't think we've stopped dripping.
Yeah.
She might turn them off, but when we hit that first night of that, I just don't. Like,
yeah.
Unless it's the sinks that we use, like the bathroom sink and the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones that are getting turned off because we use them. The others, they stay dripping, unless like when you wash your hands from coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I'll have to drip that one.
Sorry.
That's fine. But yeah, it just says rain on Tuesday. Now this is the Weather Channel, and everything is subject to change within 12 hours.
Yep. It doesn't say it's raining now. So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, there you go. 50 degrees.
It's going to be cold.
Effing cold.
Woo.
Good luck. I'm not going with you.
I'm going to take care of leaves.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just do yard work or something.
And that has been your weather portion of the podcast for today.
I'm going to get distracted and play Baldur's Gate 3 on the Xbox.
I didn't download it on the Xbox because I'm not paying for it again.
I understand.
I have it on. But I think, is it cross-platform?
I don't know if it's cross-platform.
Is Baldur's Gate 3 cross-platform? So. Yeah, I've got it.
There is a multiplayer.
Oh, but you might want to look, before you put in too many hours, you might want to look at some of the, there's glitches or something that deletes your data or some shit.
Oh, I don't know. I've already put in, I've got 3 characters, and I don't know if I like any of them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like my druid-ish.
No, it is not cross-platform.
But...
I don't even know if there's a multiplayer option. Anyway.
There is. You can play a campaign with four nice. Friends. 3 friends.
So it's not cross-platform. It says cross-play, which...
That nice. Tells me it should be cross-platform. But I get it if you don't want Xbox and PCs playing with each other.
I guess.
I could see PlayStation and PC, maybe. Xbox, like, just got it.
Yeah, they did. They got it on December 7th, I believe.
Yeah, when it won Game of the Year. It's like, they low-key was like, oh, yeah, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I'm playing that. I'm still in the first act on all 3 characters.
How long is the act, though?
I don't know. I'm like 12 hours in on one.
Mm.
So. I think, like I said, I got a fighter. Mm-hmm. Who was my first one, and I was like, this seems pretty lame. I don't get to do pew-pew powers and just swing a sword around. So,
did you ever get involved in the other Baldur's Gates?
No. What? So, maybe?
Maybe?
I don't,
really?
I don't know.
So why did this one pique your interest then?
It's basically a video game D&D, and I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot and see if it's something I enjoy.
Okay. Speaking of that, have y'all done anything?
No.
No?
No. No, my brother's oldest got some Avatar, The Last Airbender, D&D, like, book playthroughs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he wants to try that, and I'm like, I'm willing to play, or and either DM, too. Like, so.
Yeah, because what, is Tony wanting to, like, actual DM or something?
I mean, if Tony wants to DM, that's fine. I'll be a character, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can DM, too.
Because his wife doesn't really want to play.
I think she'd be interested. Maybe not in that one, but I think she'd be interested in regular D&D.
You think so?
Yeah.
Didn't she play the first time around? Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
She wasn't around then.
I'm talking about with you and the kids.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, and she enjoyed that.
Okay.
Apparently. Yeah, no, I'm trying. I thought we were talking way back.
Way back before they were married?
Yeah, when somebody got excommunicated from the group because he was stupid.
I don't even think I was around. I think I was barely around.
He made a mistake. But it's like, buddy. And to be fair,
we've all made dumbass mistakes.
Oh yeah.
There was that time that me and Tony got into it. At one point. I don't think you and I have ever gotten into it.
I don't think so.
Then, you know, then there was other people. No, you're not going outside. It's freezing cold. And I'm not going to keep the door open for you. So no. No. You should have gone pee and poo-pooed on the walk that you had. Anyway, back.
She's looking at you like, I can't believe you said that to her.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, no, it, yeah, we've all had some kind of drama in the group.
Oh, yeah.
So, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's great.
I saw where Carson finally actually beat Breath of the Wild. Oh, are you not on freaking
Discord?
No. You gotta figure that shit out.
It's broken for me.
It's not broken.
97% of the time.
I don't know why you think it's broken. It's not
because I don't see the messages.
Apparently not. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's a work phone or some shit. I don't know.
I mean, the internet at work and signal at work is atrocious. Mm-hmm. It says I'm... All right. What's new? I don't care. Every time I log into this thing, you tell me what's new. All right, con kids.
But yeah, he beat...
Merry Christmas stuff.
He beat the Tears. He beat the Wild.
Oh, yeah. He's like, on the 29th, I finally finished Breath of the Wild. I think there's 124 shrines.
Did he say he 100'd it?
He said, he just said, I found and completed 104 shrines and almost 260 Korok seeds. I don't know how you say almost 260. Congrats on your completion.
Yeah.
What was your playtime? I just completed Baldur's Gate playthrough with my cousin, 80 hours-ish.
I mean, 80 hours is a lot of hours, but
yeah,
that's still not a lot of hours.
No, it's the work week or two work weeks for me. Well, two work weeks of what I say I put on my time card.
Yeah,
I've probably already put in. I think I had put 40, and I've already put in probably maybe 50, maybe 45.
Yeah, Lord.
2024 has been exhausting. I'm already over it.
Well, settle in, because there's 11 more months.
Already over it.
And technically, we're not even into this month.
I know.
Barely.
They're going to play a fight here in a second.
Yeah, they are.
They're wound up.
But, something that I don't even know if they really advertised it was the second season of What If. I randomly found it. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
I knew it was coming. I told you about it.
Did we?
Yeah, like, I think after... Excuse me. It definitely wasn't in podcast. I think it was after the podcast.
Maybe?
The last one. And we were standing over here because Jess was here, and I was like, because we're talking about Reacher, and then I was like, oh, and then What If is going to come out, and it's going to be like 9 days straight.
Okay.
Or 8 days, or however many episodes it was, straight.
Yeah,
it's gonna at one.
They're
every
not
day.
That. We're only on episode two because episode two I think was with a kid version of Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that good. Jess, I think, fell asleep during it, and I was watching it like, okay. Okay. Yeah. Like, this is not as riveting.
It went exactly as you think.
Yeah, and then the Nova Corps one was okay, but that only worked because they did it film noir style-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, gritty and all this. What's the movie? Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of not copied that, but it was...
I'm trying to think of all... the next one, one of the ones that they did is... it explains where Gamora came from in the first season. So, remember when they did Guardians of the Multiverse and they brought in a Gamora and you're like, are we supposed to know who she is?
It was a
Gamora that we're supposed to have an episode on, and they cut that episode.
Oh.
And so they actually put it into this season.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it looks like from some of the things that I've seen, like the visual art or whatever they're doing, I guess they're tying them all together, because I saw another Doctor Strange thing and I'm like, okay, so we're back to the Doctor Strange being tied up or whatever.
Yeah, so they did whatever. They also are doing a 1604.
1604.
Like the year is 1604.
Oh.
Like they did in the comics.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Science.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, no, they do tie it all back into Strange again.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I figured that's what it was, because I saw it and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, they did a Native American one with the Power Stone or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whatever the stone game powers, like the Mind Stone, I don't know, one of them. They tied it into one of the Infinity Stones.
Okay. No, we might have seen three, because I vaguely remember Peggy... and the whole, like, Tesseract thing. Like, it was pre-everybody had powers. Yeah, because it was Ant-Man, Goliath. They were still buddy-buddy, and they hadn't fallen out yet, I guess. Or, this is a what-if.
Part of the Peter Quill one.
Oh, was it? That was still... Okay. Yeah, oh, that was the Peter Quill one. That was, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. I thought they were two different things.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure the next one is the Gamora one.
The Gamora one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, that's kind of where we've been. We've been watching that and what other TV show that we've been watching? Crap.
I mean, I'm watching...
Oh, The Last of Us. We finally started The Last of Us.
I haven't seen any of that.
I didn't think she would like it. It's okay. It's a zombie movie. It's a zombie thing, but instead of zombies...
What group's doing that? Netflix, Hulu, Prime?
HBO Max.
HBO Max? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you have it?
I do.
Okay.
I don't have Netflix right now.
Yeah, no, it's HBO Max that did it. That was over like a year ago, I think.
Yeah.
I never, like, I was like, meh, because I didn't think she would like it because it's a game. So there's going to be like a what does that mean type things.
Yeah.
Like, last episode, one of the, you know how Last of Us happens, right?
Sure.
So it's mushrooms, spores that took over people.
It's the
brain eating.
Basically what happens to ants.
Yeah. They literally say that in the very first episode like, what if the fungus, humans...
What if the fungus evolved?
What if they evolved?
Our brain's too complex.
No, it's the fact that we're too hot. Ah. Our bodies run too hot, so the fungi can't live in us, I guess.
Sure.
Anyway, that's the way it works. I don't know in real life, I assume, maybe. I don't know.
I'm just going to start a Google path when I get home.
Yep. That's the thing of it, and then it evolves and all this stuff, and then like a giant one of the fungi thing pops up and she's like, what is that? And I was like, it was probably a mini boss in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was probably the boss. Like, if you're actually watching the TV show, you're like, okay, that's the mission. Mm-hmm. Like, your person is down there and you have to give them support, so you have to have your rifle and shoot everything that comes around them. Yep, that happened.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, the escort mission, which, of course, the whole show is an escort mission.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things where you're like, oh, okay, that's a mission in the game to where you're giving that person support while they are surrounded by enemies and you're having to shoot them, hopefully not shoot your person, mm-hmm. or let them get eaten. Like, That's the whole concept. Like, there's a lot of scenes where you're just like, okay, they've taken that mission out of the game and just
put it in.
Yeah, I mean, it did work. It did work. It wasn't like Doom. Did you watch Doom, movie?
Yeah.
With Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it because it was stupid.
Yeah.
But yes, they definitely, like, really, at one point, went hardcore into the video game thing. But Last of Us, I've never played it. It works for what they're doing. It's just the Mandalorian all over again. Because, you know, it's an escort mission, like Mandalorian was.
Yep.
So.
Sorry, it looks like my niece is yelling at my sister as they're putting something on my front door.
Okay. Oh, you had the ring.
Yeah, I was like, who is at my front door? I was like.
That's funny.
Right? Doesn't it look like she's yelling at it? She's like, what?
Put it over there. What do you mean? I'll just put it here.
Yeah.
They know you're not home, right?
Yeah. Okay. I only have one vehicle.
Then why did she ring the doorbell?
Because it's little one. It's what she does.
Okay. But I've wanted to play the game. I just don't know. Like, I searched for it, and there's a part one?
Oh, there's two games. Yeah.
Is it a Telltale thing? It's not a Telltale
thing.
No,
so there might be a Telltale one.
That's what I was trying to find, like, Last of Us game. And it says, like, part one. Okay, part one, part two, remastered. Then there's a Left Behind. Ugh. This looks like it's going to be a pain in the ass. And it's only on PlayStation? Is it cross-platform?
Oh, is it one of those? Not on the PlayStation.
I think you can get it on... I think you can get it on Steam.
Four games that I don't know. Would buy a PlayStation 4. I mean, to be fair, I have a Nintendo Switch for three games.
Zelda.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Mario Kart. The Kingdom and Mario Kart.
You gotta expand, man. There's actually really good games.
I'm sure there are, but...
But see, then I look at this.
Not Baldur's Gate 3.
Like, there's, like... Okay, so if you look at the art here, that doesn't say a part one, but that's... That's why I'm like, I don't know which one is which, because that's... I mean, granted, that's the wiki, so they're not gonna show it, but... Like... I don't know, because then it says part one, but if you look right here, it just says Last of Us video game in 2013. Like, is this
maybe they changed it when they added the second one.
Or remastered it, or made it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm just like, I don't, because then there's those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know. Because I don't want to get, not the wrong game, because you know there's those knockoff, like Telltale, the Telltale series.
Yeah.
Anything like that. It's not the real game. It's like Batman.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do Telltale Batman.
No, yeah.
Because what's the point? Like, even Game of Thrones. I know you played, what, the first one?
I played the first, like, three chapters of the Game of Thrones one, because they were, like, releasing them.
Oh, yeah, and that they do it that way, too.
One a week or whatever. Ugh. Yeah.
Like, I just don't do...
This is like, nah, I'm good.
The only one I did, and I don't even think I finished it, was The Wolf Among Us, where it was the fairy tale one.
Yeah.
Of the Telltale series. I think that might have been an original for them.
It was the first one.
Yeah. I don't think that was
the
cool.
First one that took off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just did the, oh, chapter blah, chapter blah. And I'm like, I'm not...
Borderlands. And
oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
The
Game of Thrones one seemed very weird.
Yeah, it's... I've heard mixed reviews on it that it was good, and then it, you know, jumped the shark a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Because at least with Borderlands, The Wolf Among Us, and like maybe even Batman, you could get away with it because there's not a definitive storyline. Yeah. Like with Game of Thrones, you're like, it doesn't matter.
It started at the Red Wedding. And they're trying to interweave.
Like, you can't interweave other characters into this unless you make them like, I'm just like, there's no way because everything is definite and finite. Like, there's a strict storyline you can play unless you literally do not show any of the main characters and it's something that's obscure because at some point, the main characters are just going to run over that land.
Yeah.
Because they do in the movie.
Yeah.
Or the show, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I haven't played it, so this is just me speculating. Some people, like you said, mixed reviews.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mixed reviews like Rebel Moon.
Because weren't... Oh. Did we talk about that? We haven't talked about that.
No, I don't think we talked about that. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I don't have Netflix.
Oh.
But I've heard from two people who have seen it that it was not good, and they can understand why Disney passed.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was D&D in space.
Yeah.
And somebody else categorized it as Seven Samurais. The movie Seven Samurais. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much Seven Samurais because, you know, somebody went and got... Hey, we're putting the band together. Come and help us take down the Empire. And then they said yes. And you're like, there's only seven of you. You realize this, right?
I'm in.
Pretty much. It was like, oh, badass. Like, sword wielder. Hey, we're taking down the Empire. I hate the Empire. You're welcome. Let's go.
Yeah, it's like... It's like those heist movies where it's like, they, he get the crew together and it's like... I'm not gonna do it, blah, blah, blah. And they say something. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah. So, probably spoiler for the next couple of minutes, I'll let you know, but because you don't care.
No. Nope.
Other people maybe, if they haven't seen it.
Who cares?
Is the fact that they do the other Rebel One. What's the movie?
Rogue One?
No, not Rogue One. It was the third... Star Wars, where they did that trickery thing. Oh, I'm going to be part of your team. Oh, guess what? Sorry, I backstabbed you.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, that was the spoiler. If you haven't watched it, you can come back in now. I don't know how you're going to know that we're done talking about spoilers, but we're done talking about spoilers.
Done.
But, yes, that whole thing in it as well.
Pretty obvious it was going to happen?
I mean, actually, hindsight.
You know what? Don't worry about it. I'll be pleasantly surprised if I don't see it coming. Because eventually I will watch that garbage. I just got to wait till there's enough stuff on Netflix to reactivate my account.
Yeah. Well, what are you interested in?
I mean, I watched Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, who knows what... did they say they were doing another season?
I think they set up that they were doing another season.
Did they really, though?
They did.
They didn't they set it up, but they didn't, like, set it up, because everybody kind of went their own ways.
Trying to find other folk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Netflix. Because, you're into the cartoon scene. You could always watch...
A wee bit, yeah.
You could watch the, because I watched it, it was, it was a conspiracy theory cartoon.
Hmm.
What the hell was the name of it? Crap. There it is. That's what I want. Because I don't have one anymore, but Jessica does. There's always Breaking Bad, if you've ever watched
it. It's true.
I
haven't watched that.
It's good. I mean, it's not a schlog, but it's... I mean, it's intense. Okay, let's not do that.
I was just doing that to cover up any...
Yeah. Band of Brothers is on it now.
I got Band of Brothers on DVD and on HBO, so that's fun.
We started Sweet Tooth.
Oh. Have you seen Band of Brothers?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Pacific?
I don't think it was that good.
It's not. Yeah. It's not as good as Band of Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because...
Of the cast?
No, it's just... It did its best to show...
The truth?
As true a story of what it was actually like.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed Band of Brothers.
Like I said, the army and even army veterans from back in that time would say, what we went through was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Marines who island hopped had to go through was...
Yeah, no island hopping? Ugh.
Hella worse. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, like I said, Band of Brothers is a great series, but The Pacific is just grueling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched maybe like a couple of... Or I tried to watch one episode, but it just didn't have the same...
It doesn't.
The same...
It doesn't have the same chemistry is it?
So
because it, I mean, at the beginning, it really followed Winters,
mm-hmm.
and his journey, and then slowly it introduced those characters,
yeah.
but it didn't try to flesh them all out all at the same time.
No, yeah.
And then over the course of the first four episodes, it flushed a lot of those characters out. And then
because those were, I mean, that was probably the first time that, because it was only 10 episodes,
yeah.
but they were an hour an episode almost,
yeah.
if not longer.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what TV has come to now.
Yeah.
They just did it first.
Yeah.
With their mini, micro, I think micro is six episodes and now in mini series or
yeah.
series.
Well, and then that's what it was supposed to be, was a mini series.
Yeah. And 10 episodes is not a mini series.
No.
And an hour a piece, you're making a movie.
Well, more than that. You're making a couple movies.
Yeah. Like, you're making 10 movies is what they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. I like it.
It's, yeah.
So, Sweet Tooth, do you know anything about Sweet Tooth?
No.
It's not genetically engineered children, but it's kind of like something happened and people couldn't reproduce anymore, but the children that were, I'm butchering it because we haven't watched all of it, to where it was like, they were part animal.
Cool.
Yeah. We watched a couple episodes. It's into two seasons.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm just like, it's just not really on my radar. Like, woo. Like, eventually, maybe we'll finish it if she hasn't already watched it without me.
Hmm.
Dread, the movie. Cowboy Bebop live action.
I've heard that was okay.
I did not get good reviews, to my knowledge. But yes, it's on there. I want to watch it.
Okay.
I guess. Wendell and Wild, it's a cartoon one, but I don't know who it's about. It's a movie. It's on my list. I'm showing you my list.
Ah, uh-huh.
At least things that I think you would like.
Yeah.
Last Kingdom. I think it's a Viking / Arthur telling.
Okay.
I think it is Arthur.
I'm into Arthurian crap.
You won't like Old Boy.
No.
I haven't watched Old Boy. Breaking Bad. Drifting Dragons. It's 12 episodes. It's anime style.
Okay.
So if you like Howl's Moving Castle or anything like that, same animation style.
Okay.
I don't remember who does it. It just says fantasy anime, so I'm not sure. Moving on. Oh, Lost in Space.
Oh yeah, so
that I think they disgusting
finished
thing.
That.
They probably have finished it. I don't know if we finished it. It says season one, episode six, Eulogy. We're 20 minutes into 65 minutes, so we haven't finished it.
Ooh, it's, I think, three seasons, my guy.
It's not the best, but I will say this. I know the guy who is the robot.
Okay, what's funny...
And he's an amazing guy, but I just don't know about that series.
What's funny is, like, I was watching something else, and I was like, who do I know this person from? I was like...
Oh, like actor-wise?
Yeah, and I was like...
Or actress?
Yeah.
And they make dumb mistakes.
It was twice it happened. I was like, really? Who do I know that from? And it was...
Is it the girl who, like, screws over everybody?
So it was both of the sisters.
Okay, I don't know. Like, that's why
Not the professor.
The one who takes over, yeah.
Yeah.
Who like, kills them or whatever.
No, but it was both of the sisters. Yeah. And I was like, oh... Okay,
and I'm not spoiling anything because A, it's old,
yeah.
but also it happens in the first episode to where she's like, oh my god, I need to, I'm so and so, and no, they make dumb mistakes, that's why I can't really watch this show.
Yeah, it's, I don't understand how, I'm like, no.
So, there's this one called Oats Studios, and it looks like that's the name of it, and it's a dystopian offbeat horror, and it's 10 episodes.
I'm not going to watch that.
It would almost be like Fallout type thingies, but it's also, it looks like it's medieval.
Mm.
No, that's, yeah, it looks like it's almost medieval type style. Or maybe they went backwards because it's dystopian. Who the hell knows? I haven't started Human Resources. It's by the creators that did Big Mouth or whatever, but I haven't watched it, and I don't care for that kind of comedy.
Big Mouth doesn't seem like I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
I barely enjoy Rick and Morty.
I haven't started it. Whatever. Like, I think I might enjoy that one a little bit more. There is Hunt of the Wilder People. It's a movie. It's pretty decent.
Okay.
It's not a... It's They're off the grid. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Haven't watched Ozark, but it's on my list.
I've heard good news about that.
Yeah. Oh, Eurovision. But that's a movie with, what's his name? Will Ferrell.
Oh.
There you go. Mm. It's on my list, but once again, I'm not... He's only good in two things.
Yeah. I shocked some people at work, and I was like, I'm not a big Will Ferrell guy. And they're like, what? I'm like,
yeah.
No.
Are you a fan of Wes Anderson stuff?
I think I've seen two movies.
Yeah. He has... I am very confused by this. It might be a very short film, but it's called The Rat Catcher.
I've heard about that one, yeah. But...
Yeah, it's on it. Then there's Inuyasha, the Dark Crystal series. Did you ever watch that?
I think I've seen it.
Okay, because that's good. That was a couple of years old.
The series, not the original movie.
Not the movie, series, which is a prequel.
I haven't seen the series, but I've seen the movies-ish.
Yeah, so the series is actually good, and they should have had a second season, but blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the hell happened there.
Well, maybe the writers and actors strike, probably.
No, it was before that.
Yeah, okay.
Then there's always Justice League. It's on there.
Did you talk about the animated Justice League?
Yeah.
That's on HBO Max.
Two seasons. Justice League. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
Okay. The Bubble is apparently like a comedy that's a horror, not a horror, but it's like action, but it's a, I don't know if, I put it on my list. It's got Keegan-Michael Key.
No. Gotcha. I got it.
Key?
Key?
The SNL? Tall, bald guy.
Okay. Yes. From Key and
Michael,
Peele.
Michael, what, I don't know.
Key, not Peele.
Yes.
Got it.
I'm sure. I probably mixed up their names.
Yeah.
I know they look different, but I just don't know. I can never remember this guy's name. And
it's from, but one of the two from Key and Peele, the taller one.
Yeah, bald one.
Yeah, that plays Angry Obama.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of obscure ones. Oh, the Mitchells versus the Machines. An amazing movie.
Really?
Yes. It was so funny.
The title does not...
Yeah.
Inspire.
You don't think it would, but it's actually a decent movie. Oh, The Machine. I need to watch that one. It just depends on what you're looking for. Like, you're not going to get big titles. Black Mirror is always good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've.
I've seen all of Black Mirror.
Oh, you have?
Except. Unless they've done I haven't seen the new season. Black Mirror.
There's only four, I think, right?
There's a new season.
Is there? No, yeah. there hasn't been a new season since something, but there's... Can I just look at this without us actually trying to, like, play this episode, please? Season six. There are six seasons.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah. Anyway. I have not seen the newest season.
Okay. So, yeah.
Seen the season with Miley Cyrus in it, which I think
and Spaceship I don't remember.
One. And then this last one had Selma Hayek in it, and it was like the first episode was of basically a woman was going through her life, and then she watched a reality show, and it was someone reenacting her life.
No, that's most recent.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you haven't seen that one? Okay. I was like, what are you're literally describing it.
Right, yeah. No,
anyway.
I haven't seen it.
So what you're saying is, like, you're at the beginning of this month, you could just go ahead and do it for this month and see what all you want, put
that's
it on
true.
Your list, and then if you don't...
Like I said, there's about four or five things in there that I'm like, all right.
Bright was decent. Did you ever watch Bright? That was the...
The Will Smith
the orcs?
One?
Yeah, Will Smith and an orc.
I started that, and I was like...
Like I said, it's not the best, but... It was okay.
Yeah.
Force Witcher.
Oh, I've seen the Doctor Who specials.
I never watched them. I mean, she would watch those. I'm not going to watch them.
Has she watched them?
I don't know if she has.
When is she not working? So
I don't know. She's still working.
Bug her.
Oh, Disenchantment is good. Futurama guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're... I haven't finished it yet, but they have their newest season.
I started that first season.
Yeah.
And then there was like a really long...
Yeah, they didn't do it for a minute. Anyway, So what I'm saying is there's probably things on there that you would watch.
Yeah.
Granted, we do the same thing, is where we get rid of something and then
pop something up. So
there's staples like...
Yeah, so like during... I just finished college football season, so that dropped off basically on the 30th, so... December 15th, I paused my Hulu, so it's not...
It's done
until September or August, so then...
Yeah, we don't... I don't think we get rid of Hulu. We just knock it down to...
I paused it.
You pause it?
Yeah.
Like, we... If we're going to be watching something a lot, we'll upgrade to the no commercials, but if we're not, then we downgrade.
Yeah, and that's probably what I should do, too, is also downgrade to... Because I was doing live TV, and...
We never did the live TV stuff.
But, again, it's college football season. It's over. Alabama's lost all of their games in 2024.
That was so... I'm sorry for any Alabama fans that are watching, but I saw the clip of literally the last moments.
Oh, yeah, the last play.
And I laughed my ass off.
Oh, man, the tears of...
Oh, my God.
Alabama fans sustained me. Don't get me wrong. Auburn should not have even shown up because they didn't.
I do find it funny, though, that Alabama fans are like, every time they win, they're like, yeah! But every time they lose, they're like, it's okay.
No,
like,
we're cool. No, they don't.
Oh,
no,
okay, the ones that I've seen.
No. All the
ones you know, okay.
All the ones I know, they get pretty upset or whatever. And then there's the ones that I can't not. This is a guilty pleasure of mine. But on my way home... Sometimes I don't listen to a book. Sometimes, if Alabama happens to lose a football game or not look great in it, I listen to the Paul Feinbaum Show.
I don't know who that is.
He is a huge SEC or ESPN radio guy.
Okay.
And God almighty, listening to ignorant, stupid Alabama fans call in saying Nick Saban should quit. After losing to Texas and only beating South Florida by 17 points and looking like garbage. And it's like, oh my God, yes, bring your stupidity out. He is still the best coach you have had since Bryant, and you're being stupid. He'll figure it out, dum-dums. And you know what happened? He figured it out. Why are you so stupid?
Yeah. It always happens. It always happens. Which is why I think did we talk about the Smalley girl running in the race? Like, there was a 100-meter dash or something like that, and I think it was Somalia, I think.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Maybe.
Where it was, like,
yes,
his niece, and she was literally, like, the average
was like
person.
A thrower.
Yeah, they couldn't find somebody else to do it. So it was, like, his
so
niece.
The country could qualify
or whatever.
In the next level, they had to have somebody running it. Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody passed her, like, and finished, you know, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute before she did.
For the 100, probably.
I don't know what it was.
Not, but it was the 100.
Okay.
But it was like.
Like, they were done. And
like, they finished in, like, 11 to 12
And I'm not
dissing
on her.
No.
But it was literally, like, what a normal person would do in that situation. Like, and she was having fun.
Oh, yeah, no. And as long as...
It was great.
I
loved it.
Like I said, and to be fair, even, I don't know, even at that level, there are things that happen in track events that transcend the sport. And while other people are dogging on it outside of that, the people at that meet
were
her biggest fan.
Probably.
And it's always like that. Because you have somebody, even if she like wasn't trying or anything like that, she went out there, she competed knowing she was going to get obliterated. and put that out there. And you got all the folks that are finishing minutes, like say in a mile, they're finishing like minutes after the first person finished and maybe got lapped, but they're putting their heart and soul into it. And they're most 97% of track fans out there love those stories because they're giving it everything they got.
Yeah.
And yeah, I coach a couple kids like that. It's great. I love it.
But yeah, I just thought that was awesome. It was like everybody dogging, like you said, the Alabama fans. Like, yeah, put them as coach for a one game.
Yeah.
It's and like, see how it's bad
like,
they
it's
do.
It's like they forgot for 7 years that they lost to Auburn every single year. They are classes of players who never beat Auburn. They forgot that they had the three Mikes as their coaches in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
They have forgotten what it feels like to be at rock bottom.
Yeah, yeah. Truth.
But, you know, it is what it is. It's all good.
So besides Baldur's Gate, what have you been playing?
Apex Legends.
Mm. I've been playing Pikmin 4.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah. I mean, it's a small, stupid game.
Yeah. Me and Danny won our first game of the year.
Oh.
The first game that we played together Apex. We won.
Nice.
And it was, and we had a random teammate that was garbage.
Yeah, it happens. Trying to think, what else has gone on?
I mean, nothing. Doctor Who, like I said, that's out with the new Doctor Who's. Not bad.
Not bad.
But we'll see. They keep saying things that are scary, but
we'll Doctor see. Who says things that are scary?
Yeah, like the new producer or the old producer. Russell T has come out and be like, I'm trying to make a show that makes people uncomfortable. And,
doing shock theater. I never,
kind of.
I've never been okay with the shock theater.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to, I used to know a person that would literally put on a show, just be like, hey, this is about rape. And technically, they're not supposed to get raped on stage, but.
Yeah.
Because I had to run tech for that show, and I'm just like, I don't care for shock theater. I don't care for,
You're doing this just to...
Just to do, yeah. Yeah. And I'm not... I was like, I'm never a fan.
So that's... Yeah.
So we'll... Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. Who's the newest doctor, though? Is it male, female?
It's a male. He has... So Netflix show Sex Education.
I've vaguely heard about that show because of Barbie Girl.
That's not her, but
I know. But there's things of like
the similarities between the two.
She was because Jessica was watching the interview with her about like, oh, I loved you in Sex Education, and she's like, now I just go thanks, because she was also in Barbie. They just didn't look alike.
Oh, okay.
Because she had a brunette wig on. That's why, because they were talking about doing that joke about something about the Sex Education stuff, but she didn't look like her. In Barbie, because she had a brunette wig on and stuff like that. So they're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't do this because no one will get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, about Sex Education.
So, not the main actor in that. And it's only because I can't say his name. It's his best friend who is gay and black.
In Sex Education?
Yes.
Is the new doctor?
Yes. And he's also gay and black in Doctor Who.
Okay.
Which is fine.
I don't care.
Yeah. Your shits.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm being descriptive. Like, I don't...
Yeah, yeah, because you get on his
name. I
want to
say Tui... I can't. I don't know.
You don't know his name? I don't know
him. I don't want to butcher it. But he is one of the main reasons that Sex Education is good, because he had this huge, character development in that show. Basically, he, fell in love with his bully, who the bully didn't know he was gay, and it was like... Okay. Well, the bully knew he was gay, but the bully... didn't know that
he liked
he him? Yeah, that he was actually gay.
Oh, the bully. Gotcha. Yeah, was the bully bullying him?
Yes, for being gay. Yeah.
Sure.
And so he helped him through that ish and then it was it was
cool.
He had very good character progression and a great actor, so I was not disappointed when they announced him.
So does that mean, I guess, that this doctor, his companion, is going to be a he, I guess?
No, it's a she.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why is it always like that?
Her name is Ruby.
Ruby?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to get the Rose thing back. Our name and four letters. Yeah. Come on now.
I mean, it might... no, because the... she's named for the church that she was dropped off as a child.
So she's an orphan, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. As I said, I stopped off... at Tenet. I didn't watch any Smith.
So you never saw Matt Smith?
Nope.
Wow.
It takes a good, I mean, granted, probably my schedule got busy, but it takes a good, like, three episodes to get into the groove of a new person. Because even with Tenet, I was like...
Yeah, the first, the special was all right. Well, granted, he was asleep for most of it, but in the special, in the first special that he was in, because it was just after the transition. But then, like, his first few episodes were not that great.
Yeah. And then just the story arcs in general, because I tried to watch Torchwood.
Ah, yeah.
And trying to watch them at the same time, because they're...
Torchwood.
Yeah, they kind of intermingled. The only thing that I like about it that I thought was amazing was he was the face of Bo, the Torchwood.
Which
guy.
I think they threw that in as a joke, and then it stuck.
Yeah, and then it just stuck. I don't know if it did stick or whatever it was, because he's supposedly immortal, the guy from Torchwood.
Yeah.
What is the actor's name? John Barrowman,
I believe. Yep. I believe you were correct.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Close enough for
make
us.
People mad.
Yep, exactly. At least I got the first name right, John.
He's also a great actor.
He is. Love him.
Yep.
I've never seen his stuff. No. He would be one of the panels that I go to, but you would never be able to get into it because
correct.
Everybody
it's
would
just
go
insane.
To it.
Insane. Yeah. So I think I saw.
I would wear a kilt for that man.
Yeah.
Do you know what he does?
No. Well, no.
So.
Other than kilt blowing.
Kilt blowing?
Yeah. They'd like take him.
Oh, he didn't know. During cons, if you're wearing a kilt. You walk over him and him.
Oh, yes.
And then he'll be like, he's wearing underwear, he's not wearing underwear.
Ah, yes, I have heard of this.
Okay, yeah, yes. Yeah. I don't know if he does it anymore, but that was one of the things that he used to do.
Yeah.
Hilarious. But you said you would. You lined up to walk over John Barrowman in a kilt.
Yeah, I would wear underwear.
Anyway, I don't think, I got nothing else, I don't think.
Yeah. I'm good. Another day. Woot. Another 12 cents.
Freezing cold.
Yep. And only going to get colder for a little bit.
Yep. We're into winter.
Yep. Get a haircut tomorrow, so I'll be semi-presentable.
I need to get my haircut.
My sides are shaggy.
Your sides are shaggy.
They are, dude.
Have you
seen what I'm
representing?
Man.
That is not as bad as you normally have. Or I say normally as I've seen you.
Oh, yeah. It's been worse before. Mm-hmm. But,
like, you've got more hair on your top than you do on your sides right now.
Yes.
Which is not, it's not your normal.
My top's normally longer than my sides, but not by much.
Yeah, but you usually have just the crop top.
Yeah. Yeah, where it's just, it's like, sides are like a one, and it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't do it yourself at this point.
I mean, it's getting to the point where I just want to buzz it all the time.
Oh, I'm shaving it all off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get a haircut anymore. I just shave it all off, and then...
Like I said, I have the lazy. Clippers to mm-hmm. buzz it. I just don't. Yeah, not sure if it's actually something I want to do yet.
So. You're not bald yet.
I'm getting there.
I'm bald. I've seen some of the photos. Like, especially with this much hair, there is definitely a patch.
Yeah, I've got a weird one back here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not in a normal spot. I'm like, where did you come? I don't know. It's probably because I sleep like a vampire. So just all the hair fell out.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know about genetics or, yeah, rubbing in general.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Yeah, man.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're here.
Yep.
Hopefully, regularly.
Doing my best.
Same here. I mean, I was out for all December.
That's true. I definitely could have been available.
I thought about it last week, but then Thursday came and got here, and it was already like 5 o'clock, and I was like, I don't know why he hasn't called me. I literally forgot about it.
Like I said, I figured it was up basically till the new year. This is what happened.
Gotcha.
Because I was like...
I was available last week, but I was just...
I also
forgot about
was.
It.
I was like...
I completely forgot.
Like,
until my alarm went off going podcasting with Nate. I was like, oh,
I was looking at
it
and I was like, should I text him? I was like, it's right after all that Christmas hustle and bustle. Right. He may just want to chill.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Right. So I was like, I'm going to leave him be. And
you're not wrong.
Start it
but...
right after the beginning of the year.
Sounds good.
Yep. All right,
man.
Right.
Adios.
Goodbye.
I found the button for